Hello and welcome to this video. Today we're going to be doing a Bible study of 2 Thessalonians. We're going to be going over all the three chapters just because it's quite a short book. And as a result, I will be trying to carry on this Bible analysis of all of them. If you have any insights and thoughts when you're watching this, and let me know your thoughts in the comments below, and I'll share your insights to the rest of the community. So without further ado, let's get right into it and start off. Paul, Silas, and Timothy, to the Church of the Thessalonians in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace and peace to you from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a very important place to start off with, and I think that's quite a nice place to start, just because when you're thinking about it, you realize that the first thing you should do whenever you're talking to other Christians, understand that there are also Christians you need to start from a perspective of love and care and guidance for those around you. So it's very important that you do that. It's also very, very important that you recognize that they're also Christians and that you should love them. And the same goes to non-Christians as well. When you're talking to people, you need to understand that framework, saying, I'm a Christian, I can help these people. By my actions, by my words, I can share the love of God to those around me, even though I might not be explicitly saying, oh, okay, I'm a Christian, be a Christian now. You could also do it by your actions and your words. You want to have that framework, because if you don't, it's very easy to get sidetracked. It's very easy to kind of start falling off onto another path, perhaps being more focused on human materialistic things instead of focusing on what God wants from you. So that's very important. It's good to start off with that. And also another reason why I think this is quite nice is that you want to identify who you're talking with. Are you talking to a Christian? Because in the past, there was a lot of persecution. In order to understand who else was a Christian, I was reading this summer. I'm not sure whether it's true or not. I suppose it is. I don't see why anyone will lie about it. What they did was that they would draw a bottom side of the fish, and if the other person was a Christian, they would draw a top side of the fish, which would just show that we are a community of Christians. We're acting in love. We're acting in care for one another. So let us carry on. We ought always to thank God for you, brothers and sisters, and rightly so, because of your faith is growing more and more, and the love of all of you have for one another is increasing. Now, that's a very important point, because the reality is that when we're going through life, it is very, very easy to forget that you're interacting with other Christians. It's very easy to get sidetracked. It's very easy to think of other things when you're going through life. For example, sometimes when I'm making these YouTube videos, or I'm trying to look for sponsors, or there's ads, or different things like this, right? I'm going through the process. And while I'm going through the process, what goes on is that, well, there's money involved, and sometimes you might get focused too much on money. And as a result, it's very important, especially when I'm working with Christian communities, to understand that we all are Christian brothers and sisters in Christ. We shouldn't have jealousy for one another. We shouldn't have greed for one another. If someone else is doing well, we should be happy for them. We shouldn't be jealous of them and say, oh, why is God blessing them so much? No, we want to have other people succeed. We want to help them succeed. That's something which is very important, something that we have to bear in mind as Christians, and we cannot get drawn up by these materialistic things in the world. And that's something which we all have to keep in mind and hold true to our hearts. Therefore, among God's churches, we boast about your perseverance and faith in all the persecution and trials that you're enduring. All this is evidence that God's judgment is right, and as a result, you will be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which you are suffering. I think that's a very beautiful phrase, and it's something which we always have to keep in mind, is that sometimes you're going through trials and persecution. Sometimes it's going to be really difficult. Sometimes you're going to be going through that period in life, and you're like, well, I really want this to end. I don't know why it's carrying on, and why is this suffering so bad? And the reality is that sometimes, yes, it's horrible. And sometimes you don't even deserve it. Sometimes the thing is just, it just comes up, and that's life, you know. And sometimes you have to face those persecutions. And you have to face those persecution and trials head on, because that's what you're called to do as a Christian. As a Christian, you're called to fight. You're called to challenge these problems. And yes, it's going to be difficult. And sometimes it's really going to cost you a lot. But you have to fight them. You have to overcome them. And the reality is that when you overcome them, you're not only overcoming it for yourself, but you're overcoming for everyone around you who might also have to face those problems. Because if I look back at my life, some of the most difficult times I've gone through, that experience has helped other people understand that if they're going through that experience, these are the things that you can do. These are the things you shouldn't do. And by learning from my experience, my mistakes, my struggle with my cross, by bearing my cross, they're able to enlighten themselves, enrich their experience with God. And as a result, that's something you should think about, is that, well, when you are interacting with God, when you are interacting with other people, that's something which is very important. That is something that you should really bear in mind, is that all these things you're doing is not just for yourself, also all the people around you. And by putting yourself in that good position, you will be able to help develop, and you'll be able to understand yourself and also help other people develop and understand the world as well. Now, let us carry on. And God is just. He will pay back trouble to those who trouble you and give relief to you who are troubled, and to us as well. This will happen when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven in his blazing fire with his powerful angels. He will punish those who do not know God and do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. They will be punished with everlasting destruction and shut out from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his might. On the day he comes to be glorified in his holy people and to be marveled among all those who have believed. This includes you because you believed our testimony to you. Now, that's a very important part because I think a lot of times we go around in life and we're like, well, why are those who are evil getting rewarded? Why are we suffering when we're doing good? The reality is that sooner or later, people are going to get punished. You can't escape God. No matter how hard you try, you will get punished. And that's the message of Crime and Punishment up there. Where do I point? Up there, the red and black book that you see up here. That is Crime and Punishment. Dostoevsky spends his entire book talking about someone's struggling with his conscience and how him doing a bad act was able to or led him down sin and led him to punishment. And the reality is that you can't have crime without punishment. Yes, it might be this world where people get rewards, but in the future, in the next world, they will be punished, and that punishment will come sooner or later. So don't feel like, oh, they're so far ahead of me. Oh, they're so crazily ahead of me, even though they're evil. No, don't think about that. Focus on yourself, improve yourself, and in the process, develop. Don't care about other people. Punishment will come one day or another. It is your responsibility to get your life in order. It's not your responsibility. Well, it is in some sense, but it is not their punishment to bear. You're not the one who has to judge them because you don't even know what they're going through. Maybe they are already being punished. Maybe they are already suffering. So you don't know what they're going through. So don't be that judge for them. Let God do the judgment. Vengeance is mine, said the Lord. I will repay. Not us. We are not the ones to repay God's vengeance. That's something we must keep in mind and we must focus on every single day. So let's carry on with this live stream, or not live stream, but this video. With this in mind, we constantly pray for you that our God may make you worthy of his calling and that by his power he may bring fruition your every desire for goodness and your every deed prompted by faith. We pray this so that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in him according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. I think that's a very important part. First of all, if we're looking at verse 11, with this in mind, we constantly pray for you that our God may make you worthy of his calling and that by his power, he may bring to fruition your every desire for goodness and your every deed prompted by faith. What that is basically saying is that, well, we have to pray for each other and we have to care for each other. And by doing that, you're able to develop. And by praying and caring for each other, what you're going to do is that, well, you are going to help strengthen them. And maybe you wouldn't know them directly, but you will be able to strengthen them and they would pray for you and they would be able to strengthen you as well. I mean, I'm subscribed to this mailing list where it tells me about different persecuted Christians around the world. And trust me, there's a lot. I think it's called Open Doors, something you could go check that out. But essentially it says there's certain things going on. You could pray for them. Sometimes my pastor would send me things that you should pray for people and things like that, right? You should bear these in mind and you should fight against this and you should constantly struggle against this and also pray for each other and really lift people up, you know. And that's a very important thing, is people are going through a lot of difficult times. And I know in church it's very easy to look around and say, well, that Christian over there is going through a wonderful time, that Christian over there is doing way better than I do, he doesn't understand any of the struggles I go through. The reality is he might be struggling, he might be suffering. Pray for them, care about them, love them. And that's the most important thing. People go through way more trouble and struggles in their life apart from what meets the eye, so that's very important. We pray this so that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in him, according to the grace of our God and Lord Jesus Christ. This is a very important thing, you know. It's very easy for us to focus on ourselves. It's very easy to focus on our glory, but then we forget what we're doing this for. We forget the love of God. We forget the love of other people in your lives. You forget all of these other things going on in life. And that's something which is very unfortunate. We have to constantly struggle and fight against that. And that's something which is very important. That's something we have to overcome. That's a cross that we must bear every single day of our lives. And that's something which we can do, and we must do, actually. It's our obligation to do, is to continue focusing on God. And by focusing on God, we will be able to succeed. Maybe not succeed in the traditional sense of success, but we will get there and we'll develop, you know. Now, the next thing is the man of lawlessness.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you ever wish you could sit in on a conversation with some of your favorite authors and listen to them talk about their writing process, their path to publication, and of course, their newest novels? Hi, I'm Marissa Meyer, bestselling author of The Lunar Chronicles, and I would love for you to check out the Happy Writer podcast, where every week I talk with other writers about books, craft, inspiration, and how to bring a little more joy into our lives. The Happy Writer is available wherever you get your podcasts, or find us on Instagram at Happy Writer Podcast.
concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered to him. We ask you, brothers and sisters, not to become easily unsettled or alarmed by the teaching allegedly from us, whether by prophecy or by word of mouth or by letter, asserting that the day of the Lord has already come. Don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for that day will not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the man doomed to destruction. Now, that's a very important thing. You know, a lot of times we go around life and we see all these people saying, well, oh, the end times are coming. And you see that a lot in Christian circles, especially when times are getting very difficult. I mean, look at the world today. It's struggling. People struggle a lot, you know. And in this situation, you realize that, well, yes, it's really difficult. Yes, a lot of things are going wrong, but it doesn't mean the end times are going to come. Lots of worse things have happened before and worse things or even more bad things will happen in the future. I could almost guarantee you that a lot more will have to happen in the world, and we have to trust in God's plan. Yes, it's very easy for us to say, well, yeah, we want the end time to come, oh, let it come sooner. But the reality is, who are we to judge? We don't know everything. Sometimes we are just the pawns in God's plan. I know that sounds kind of capricious or anything like that, but that's a reality. We have to trust in God's plan, and he knows the best. And sometimes we could say, oh, the end times will come sooner. Who knows, right? And if you don't know something, don't say it. And that's something which is very important, you know. Don't believe in these people when they say, oh, I think the end times is coming. These are the signs, whatever. I mean, end times could have been coming for a very, very long time. But still, don't believe in that the end times will come immediately. It might come. It might not come. We will see how it is. Trust God. And that's the most important thing. Now, who is this man of lawlessness that this is talking about? He will oppose and will exalt himself in verse 4. Over everything that is called God or is worshipped, so that he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God. Now, that's a very important thing, because when you're looking at this, right, it's like he will oppose and will exalt himself over everything that is called God. It's the idea that there's going to be this new idol, and it might be a singular person, it might not be, but saying, well, this person is going to be the top thing in life. That is the top thing in life, so you must overcome it. You must develop that. And you must understand that you shouldn't put other false idols in front of God. And that's a very important thing to keep in mind. And that's something which you're going to have to struggle with constantly, because it's very easy for these things to arise, especially in the day of social media, all these attractions and all these things. I put a poll and said, what's the biggest attraction today? And 88% of you guys all said it's social media. You're faced with all these things, all these priorities, these false idols. You need to make sure you have control over them. Now let's carry on. Don't you remember that when I was with you, I used to tell you these things, and now you know what is holding him back, so that he may be revealed at the proper time. For the secret power of lawlessness is already at work, but one who now holds it back will continue to do so till he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will overthrow with the breath of his mouth and destroy by the splendor of his coming. Okay, so before we get on to verse 9, I'd like to talk a bit more about the idea of he will may be revealed at the proper time. That's so true. It's like that goes back to the plan. We have to trust God, you know. Loads of things happen. In fact, today I've had my exams. I have an exam tomorrow, big exams, 3-hour exams. I spent half of this day, if not more than half of this day, trying to record this video. It didn't work again and again and again. I don't even know whether this recording will work, but I had to just trust God and say, well, all right, I'm just going to make these recordings until they work. First, the audio fail. First, second, the audio and the video failed. So, I mean, loads of things are going wrong with this recording, but I'm trying third or fourth. This is actually probably the fourth or fifth time I've done it. I've been sitting here for maybe a few hours, right, for at least 4 or 5 hours a day working on this. And I had a 3-hour exam in the middle. So, I mean, loads have been going on. But that's what I mean, is that you might be going through a very difficult time. And even in the broader scale, the world's going crazy. But you have to make sure that you're trusting in God. And that's the most important thing, you know, at the end of the day, is that trust God and let him do the rest. All we can do is what we can do with the time that is given to us. And that's the most important thing. Now, time to verse 9. The coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with how Satan works. He will use all sorts of display of power through signs and wonders that serve the lie, and all the ways wickedness deceives those who are perishing. They perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie, and so that all will be condemned who have not believed in the truth but have delighted in wickedness. That's a very important thing to keep in mind, you know. It's the idea that the temptation will be very powerful. It's going to be very attractive. It's going to come in and say, oh, you should do this. You must do this. And it's very easy to fall into that temptation. It's important that we fight against it. It's important that we keep fighting against it and say that, yes, it might be so powerful. We might feel so outnumbered, so weak, but we must keep doing it. That's our moral obligation to keep doing it. And that's something you have to keep in mind. That's something which is so, so, so important. And that's what I want to share with you today, is that you have to keep fighting. You have to be able to be smart. And that's why you have to return to the Bible all the time, is because it's very easy to see things which are half truths, half lies, things on social media which might be true and might be deceitful. By returning to the Bible, it will guide you. It will help you understand. And that's why I need to do all the time. And that's why I remind myself to do all the time. Because a lot of times in life, I'm going through life and I'm looking at this and I'm like, I go through a week and only read the Bible once, and it's not great. I need to read the Bible more. And that's the same with all of us. We always have to keep this in mind and keep this in our heart. And that's the most important thing. Now, before we carry on this video, feel free to check out our Patreon if you want to support this channel financially. The link will be in the description below, both for the podcast and for the YouTube videos. You'll be able to have access to my monthly newsletters, my exclusive essays, my questions for Q&A, PDF copies of my books. All of these things depend, of course, on the tier list. But if you do want to have access to that and you do want to support this channel out, then make sure you do it. Of course, that's not obligatory. This content will always be there for you. And as a result, if you do want to support this, but I know we're going through quite a hard financial time as well, then feel free to just share this content with other people. Like and subscribe. Ask your friends to share it with their friends. Share it to your church community. Ask them to share their ideas in the comments below so that you can share your information and your inspiration to those around you. That's also ways to help out the channel. Now, without further ado, let's carry on and talk about the next message, which is stand firm, but we always ought to thank God for you, brothers and sisters, loved by the Lord, because God chose you as first fruits to be saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit and through belief in the truth. He called you to this through our gospel, that you might share in the glory of our Lord Jesus. So then, brothers and sisters, stand firm and hold fast to the teachings we passed on to you, whether by word or mouth or by letter. May the Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and word. That's a very important thing, because in reality, we go through life and we're like, well, this is very difficult. We go through life and we're like, this is really difficult. We need to be able to pray for each other and pray for strength, because God will be with us. He's going to hear our prayers. And yes, it's very easy to feel that he's very distant. And sometimes you do feel that he's very distant, but it's very important to keep praying and keep going, because you're going to go through some really difficult times in life. And sometimes that continual prayer, that prayer without ceasing, is so important. And pray for strength, because he will encourage us. And sometimes it's not about giving you the strength to overcome the challenge. Sometimes it's just enough strength to get out of bed in the morning every day to be able to endure the challenge without giving up. And that's a very important thing to know. It's like some challenges can't be overcome directly, but it's by enduring that you're able to overcome them in the long run. Request for prayer, chapter 3. Let's go over to chapter 3 now. Request for prayer. As for other matters, brothers and sisters, pray for us that the message of the Lord may spread rapidly and be honored, just as it was with you. And pray that we may be delivered from wicked and evil people, for not everyone has faith. Now, that's a very important part. You know, it's that we have to pray for our ministers. We have to pray for our pastors. We have to pray for people who are working with the church, because they're going to face temptations and trials. They're going to face a lot of problems. Missionaries abroad, they're going to face persecution. We have to pray for them to give them strength and endurance, because they're very brave. They're doing loads of things. Not to say we aren't brave as well, but they're also putting themselves out there as workers and servants of Christ. And it's very important that we pray for them and pray for their strength. And we have to pray for our friends' strength as well, so they can share the love of God with those around us. So that prayer and constant prayer and honesty is very important, something that has to be developed and continued. And let's carry on, is that, but the Lord is faithful. Indeed, he is. But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. And we have confidence in the Lord that you are doing and will continue to do the things we command. May the Lord direct your hearts in God's love and Christ's perseverance. That's a very important thing, you know. It's that God is faithful, you know, and sometimes it's very difficult to see that. Sometimes it's very difficult to believe that as well as humans. It's only natural. You see the evil, you see the suffering, you're like, well, how on earth is... It's almost like Christ on the cross. He's like, Father, Father, why have you forsaken me? And sometimes you feel that, you know, in life, so much things go against you and you're sitting there. And even if certain things go well at the same time, you're sitting there and you're like, how on earth can this possibly happen to me? What on earth did I do to deserve this? And that's something that can enter your mind, but it's something which is not healthy. And something that you have to constantly return and believe in God and trust in him, and make sure that you have confidence in him. And over time, you will overcome it. And trust me, you would overcome it. There is going to be an end. And you will be rewarded, and you will be... And you will be blessed. And maybe it's not in this life. Maybe it's the next one. But it will be in the future. And that's something you have to keep in mind. And that's what it means when God is faithful and Christ is faithful. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we command you, brothers and sisters, to keep away from every believer who is idle and disruptive and does not live according to the teaching you receive from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to follow our example. We were not idle when we were with you, nor did we eat anyone's food without paying for it. On the contrary, we worked night and day laboring and toiling so that we would not be a burden to any of you. We did this not because we do not have the right to help to such help, But in order to offer ourselves as a model for you to imitate, for even when we were with you, we gave you this rule, the one who is unwilling to work shall not eat. Now, the reality is, and I think this is a very good point, is that we have to work hard. You know, I mean, it's very easy in the world today to say, ah, let's just give up. Let's just be idle. But no, we have to work. We as Christians especially have to work. We need to be setting the role model for other people. So our lives reflect the good so that people look at us and like, why is he successful? It's not because of him. It's because of God. God is living through him. And you can be that role model to other people around you. And that the God and that the name of God, the name of Jesus Christ is being shown through you. And it's also the idea that that Nietzsche critiqued of Christianity, that a lot of people, we focus so much on faith that we don't focus on works. And I'm not saying sola fide or anything like that. I'm just saying that you have to work as a Christian. You have to make sure your acts are representing the faith that you have. And that's a very important thing to do on the side. And it's something which is very important to keep in mind, because it's very easy to become idle. It's very easy to become lazy, but it's very important that you keep doing, keep strong. It's a lifelong cross. And if you have friends to bear it with you, then all the better. But sometimes you're going to have to walk alone. And those long nights would be very long, tedious processes, but you have to keep fighting. You have to keep going. And that's a very, very important thing. Now let's carry on. We hear that some among you are idle and disruptive. They're not busy, they're busybodies. Some such people we command and urge in the Lord Jesus Christ to settle down and earn the food they eat. And as for you, brothers and sisters, never tire of doing what's good. That's a very important thing, you know, the difference between busyness and busybodies is a reality that going around, you could be busy in doing the good, but when you become a busybody, you submit yourself to something which is not good. You have a false idol. You're working for money. You're working for this boss. You're working for this care. You're working for this love or whatever it is, which is not God. And you focus on other things and you become a busybody. You're working mindlessly. You're becoming a slave, and that's not good as well. You shouldn't be a slave to money. You shouldn't be a slave to all of these things. You should be you should follow God, and he should be your first priority. And that's why you shouldn't be a busybody. You should be busy. You should keep yourself honest. You should be working hard, but being a busybody and setting all these other goals in your mind is not the right thing and not the right way to go. Now, take special note of anyone who does not obey our instruction in this letter. Do not associate with them in order that they may feel ashamed. Yet do not regard them as an enemy, but warn them as you would a fellow believer. And that's a very important thing. You know, it's very easy to be a heresy hunter and just point at other people and just dislike them and hate on them. But the reality is you should warn them. You should work together with them and try to guide them towards the truth. And that's the most important thing in Christianity. Now, final greetings. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with all of you. I, Paul, write this greeting in my own hand, which is the distinguishing mark in all my letters. This is how I write. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. That's a very beautiful message to end off. You know, it's like God will be with you. And that's something we always have to bear in mind. It's something we always have to keep in mind, because that's going to be very important. And we're always going to have to struggle and face that and face that challenge, you know, together. Now, before we end off this video, I like to pray, and then I will do my conclusion. Dear God, I hope you're listening. I know you're listening. Be with us and guide us, Lord. Be with the families, be with the friends, and be with us, of everyone who's watching, and be with everyone around us, Lord. Help them feel your love through our lives, and also help us understand how to be more like every day, Lord. Be with us and help us apply the lessons we've learned in this Bible study today, and help us feel inspired to be motivated to become more like you every day, Lord. Help us not be idle, help us work, help us have action, and help us carry on in our lives, Lord. Guide us and be with us and keep us safe, Lord. In your name we pray, amen. Now, before we end off this video, I'd like to remind you that if you do want to support this channel financially, as I've said, feel free to check out my Patreon. If not, just share this video with your community. I hope you'll enjoy it. I hope you share this channel with your community. That's, of course, another way in which to support this channel as well. Stay safe, my friends. See you soon. Thank you for watching, and goodbye. I'll see you next one. Stay safe, my friends, and have a good day.